Let me share a story with you. It's about Frederick and Ted. And they were neighbours, and they lived in Parable Row. It's Sunday morning, and Frederick and Ted had just finished their breakfast, and there was half an hour to go before they needed to leave for church. And so Frederick and Ted went upstairs to get ready. Well, Frederick chose his tie with care. Should he wear the one that said, "Friends of St. Agatha"? No, he thought that one was a little bit dull. Maybe, perhaps, his most upright citizen of the year award tie. But he never really liked that colour. In the end, he chose the red tie with the large church logo on it. It had been designed for the last fundraising event, and he hoped that people might remember his generous donation. Well, he looked in the mirror, tied his tie, and put on his jacket. Next door, Ted took his striped taxed inspector's tie from the rack, the one that he wore every day to work, but it was the only one that he'd got. Frederick brushed his hair. He still had plenty of it. And he looked in the mirror and he smiled, and he saw a man who was honest and serious about his faith, full of generosity and with a touch of humour. Well, Ted by now was putting on his jacket. He wore it every day to work. It was the only one that he had. Frederick, he took a £20 note from his back pocket. Now, the good thing about it was its size. It would show up well on the collection plate. And he put it in his jacket pocket. And with a final look in the mirror, he adjusted his All for God lapel badge, and idly wondering if that dreadful man next door was going to church, he set off. Well, Ted next door brushed the front of his trousers. There was cornflakes sticking to the material. He knew he shouldn't have lost his temper at breakfast, and the bowl would never have landed in his lap if he had listened to the others and calmed down. He sighed and wondered why he thought he never thought before he spoke. Well, at 10:15, Ted left for church just as Frederick was leaving. God saw them leave. He saw the tie, the £20 note, the badge, and the smile. And he knew that the real Frederick didn't want to meet God. And God felt sad. God smiled when he saw Ted in his working clothes with the cornflakes still sticking to his trousers. And he smiled as Ted knelt to say sorry about the breakfast scene and for losing his temper. And he smiled because Ted was Ted. Ted was being Ted. And God, being God, forgave him. Think just for a moment about Frederick and Ted and about God, and ask yourself, who am I most like, Frederick or Ted? And then ask, do I believe that God loves Frederick and Ted equally? He does, of course. And thirdly, ask, do I believe that God really accepts me as I am today? And that today is a chance to start afresh with God?